WBZ, it's Jay talking with Bradley J, 617-254-1030. An analyst named Juan Williams was fired for saying he got nervous, or he gets nervous when he's about to get on a plane and he sees Muslim people wearing Muslim-style clothing. And I say, not only should he not have been fired for that, but mostly I'm saying, doesn't everybody feel a little worried, nervous when that happens, including moderate Muslims? Am I right or am I wrong? Most people feel that way. Let's go. Jen, you are Jay Tuckin on WBZ News Radio 1030. Hi, Jen.
Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I am certainly among, I think, and many numerous people. I've flown for years. Never bothered me what anybody wore. I've flown back and forth to Europe and Germany and all those places. Never bothered me at all. But now I can say that when I do board a plane, when I am anywhere, I'm really, really a little bit nervous about the people who are wearing the Muslim clothing, and I know I shouldn't be.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, but
we all know we shouldn't be.
There's that just that little bit of feeling that you have, the fear, ever since 9/11, you know, and I think people who say that they don't have it are not telling the truth.
Well, yeah, the biggest problem is that we're discouraged from talking about this. It's, you know, and when an individual has a psychological issue, it needs to be dealt with and talked about. We have a national psychological issue, and we're not allowed to talk about it. We cannot get better. We cannot heal from our either fear or phobia or whatever it is if we don't talk about it. And political correctness prevents us from doing the therapeutic discussion we need to do.
Amen to that.
Can you believe how long it's been?
Yeah, I believe it.
It's been almost 10 years.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And we are prevented from doing what everyone knows one must do to get better from a psychological trauma.
Is to discuss. Sensibly.
And so when a guy, who's a great guy, gets fired.
Yeah, it is. I think there's something else behind it. I cannot believe.
Well, there is. Yeah. But my main point for this discussion is, hey, he got fired for this?
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody kind of feel like he does, even moderate Muslims, when they get on a plane? And shouldn't, rather than being discouraged or fired for talking about, shouldn't we encourage this discussion? I would say. That's what I would think, Jen.
Yes, and I agree with you, and I thank you for bringing up that subject.
One side thing, I'm just curious. Dan and I were talking about this topic. He was in today. Can you believe it? Dan Ray, I'm his executive producer.
Oh, I love him.
I come in, I see him working on Sunday. It's like, oh, Dan. Anyway, then we started going off on scary plane rides. Speaking of planes, have you ever had like a scary plane ride? Any mechanical failures or anything like that?
Oh, I've been bumped around on a couple of flights, which was just the... But I've seen people, God bless a man that was two rows in front of me, was absolutely terrified, turned around and said, aren't you all afraid we're going to go? Aren't you all afraid we're going to die? And I hadn't even thought of it. I guess it's because I'm 80 years old now, and it's I'm not afraid of it anymore.
So it was just extreme bumpiness?
It was very bumpy. Yeah, very bumpy, and the gentleman in front was really frightened. I can understand that.
I take medicine.
Do you?
I take a pill. Yeah, I don't know. Is that wrong? I went to my doctor and said,
no,
I'm scared.
No, absolutely not. Whatever is right for you, you know?
Okay.
You may have a pill if you need one.
All right, thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
It. Before you go, I wanted to share. I was on a plane that had bumps so bad that all the those yellow, what do you call them, life preservers under the seat?
Oh, yeah.
They all fell out. It was terrible. I really, 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 really thought I was going to die.
Oh, that's so that you can breathe in case the oxygen goes off.
Right.
You know.
Okay, Jen.
You're going to be fine and take all the journeys you want. I'm enjoying your calls on Sunday evening.
Well, thank you, Jen. Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Will you set the alarm to 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Sunday? So that
I don't have to set the alarm. I come up to bed at 9:30, 9:45.
All right.
And I always have my radio on WBZ.
And will you? So you have it on at 10? It's on at 10 o'clock because I can't have you wait until 10:15. Okay.
Well, this evening, This is the first call I have made in, many months. But I would watch this gentleman this morning on Bill Elliott's show, and I heard him speak. And it's almost to the point where you can't cast an opinion in public.
Right.
And it's upsetting to me to see the way my world is going.
Right.
I've had my life, but I still have my opinions.
I know. To me, this relegates NPR to the scrap heap of irrelevance.
It's almost as if, I don't know what it is. It's just that people, you can't discuss anything unless they panic. Years ago, you just talked about some subjects. The whole world is, the problem is that the whole world should have been listening to me all these years.
All right. Thank you very much, Jen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Jay Talking Family here at WBZ. I only have a couple of minutes, so I'm not going to take a call. I have like 1 minute. I do want to remind you of a couple of things. First of all, Dan Ray's Nightside is on the air on WBZ each weeknight. Let's see, it's 8 to midnight. I should know that as I am the executive producer. And Dan works very hard to put together a great show, and I believe he does. One note, the Barney Frank, Sean Bilott debate was moved. I believe it's Wednesday now, Wednesday at 9. Don't hold me to that because things do change. Actually, I wish we'd had a behind-the-scenes videographer for the whole negotiation. So we got a call that said that Barney Frank was ill. Okay, we believe him. We take him at his word. But then you got to go back and forth and back and forth. You know, with Bilott's people, Frank's people. This day's good. No, we can't do this. Back. So Dan's on one line with the Frank people. I'm on the other line with the Sean Bilott people. It was like an auction. Can I hear 9 o'clock on Thursday? No, can't do 9 o'clock on Thursday. 10 o'clock on Wednesday. Okay, and this is true. We literally said, okay, Wednesday, 9 p.m., going once. We both said it simultaneously into the phone. Going twice. Sold. Wednesday at 9. A little backstage action for you. We need to hire a backstage videographer, I think. Okay, we will continue with this in just a brief moment after the news here at WBZ News Radio 1030. You're Jay Talkin'.